What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Unfollowed, how to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. This is your girl, Nova Lane, here to help you reclaim your time, attention, and sanity, one episode at a time. Today's topic? Building self-compassion in a world that screams compare yourself. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to be living their best lives, picture-perfect vacations, effortless success, glowing skin? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. These highlight reels rarely show the full story. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others, constantly feeling like we're not enough. We measure our worth against their seemingly perfect lives, which leads to feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and even envy. But guess what? That constant comparison game is a recipe for unhappiness. It's time to ditch the competition and cultivate something far more valuable. Self-compassion. So, how do we build self-compassion in a world that thrives on comparison? Well, buckle up, because we're about to dive into 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your relationship with yourself. Number 1. Acknowledge those comparisons. Don't try to pretend they don't exist. We all do it. But the moment you catch yourself comparing, pause and ask yourself, is this comparison serving me? Is it helpful or just fueling negativity? Recognizing these thoughts is the first step in breaking free from their grip. Number 2. Shift your focus inward. Instead of obsessing over what others have or seem to be achieving, turn your attention to your own strengths and accomplishments. Celebrate your unique journey and all the amazing things you've already done. You got this. Number 3. Practice kindness towards yourself. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Imagine someone close to you struggling, wouldn't you offer words of encouragement and support? Treat yourself with that same level of care and respect, especially during those moments when you feel doubt or self-criticism creeping in. Number 4. Remember that everyone is on their own path. Comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20 doesn't make sense. We all have different timelines, experiences, and goals. Embrace the beauty of individuality and celebrate the uniqueness that makes each of us special. Finally, number 5. Cultivate gratitude. Shift your perspective from what you lack to what you already have. Appreciate the small things in life, the moments of joy, and the people who bring light into your world. Gratitude can be a powerful antidote to comparison and discontentment. It helps you focus on the abundance in your own life rather than dwelling on what's missing. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's a talented artist constantly scrolling through Instagram, seeing other artists getting thousands of likes and commissions. She starts comparing her work, feeling inadequate and discouraged. She begins to doubt her skills, even though deep down, she knows she's incredibly gifted. This cycle continues until Sarah decides to take a step back. Instead of dwelling on comparisons, she focuses on the joy she finds in creating art, celebrating each piece as a unique expression of herself. She starts sharing her work with a smaller, supportive community who genuinely appreciate her talent. Over time, Sarah rediscovers her passion and builds confidence through self-compassion. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and respect starting with yourself. Ditch the comparison game and embrace your own unique journey. So, my friends, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Maybe it's practicing a gratitude journal, writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or simply taking a break from social media for an hour. Share your thoughts with me on social media using the hashtag #unfollowedselflove. Let's build a community of support and encouragement where we celebrate each other's awesomeness. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.